You're listening to international investment advisor Doug Goldstein on the Goldstein on Gelt show, the financial show where we'll talk about how you can make the most of your money. With all the confusing financial chatter bombarding you each and every day, Goldstein on Gelt will give you the practical information you want and need about living a financially stable life. Here's your host, money maven Doug Goldstein.
Okay, we are back. I'm very happy to have on the Goldstein on Gelt show Dave Wolf, who is a member of the New York State Bar Association's tax section. He's got a lot of experience with U.S. and international tax. And of course, he's probably most famous these days because he is a contributor to the new book that we just brought out called The Expatriate's Guide to Handling Money and Taxes. Dave, a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much.
So in the book, you submitted a chapter about Americans who are living overseas who have to deal with the new amnesty. So can you talk to us about what's really going on there?
Yes, a lot of expatriates, they are not totally aware of all the U.S. tax laws, of course, and run into the issue of something that was called basically reporting their foreign bank accounts and foreign financial assets. The IRS has realized there's an issue and established a program for those expatriates that never filed their so-called FBAR, which is the form where somebody reports their foreign bank accounts, to come forward and basically try to fix it. The program is a few years old, and they have updated. The latest one is from 2012, and it gives an opportunity for those taxpayers who never filed a tax return or incorrectly filed a tax return by omitting their foreign income and reporting this FBAR form to come forward and correct it.
So does this make them into criminals?
Well, no, potentially, yes. It depends on the situation. But if you come forward and correct it, absolutely not. The program is designed to prevent people from continuing to be criminals. Most of the experts are unaware of the fact they have to report their foreign income or their foreign bank accounts, and that doesn't make them particularly a criminal. But definitely, I've seen many cases where people are aware and decide not to come forward and not to do anything till they're confronted with, for example, a bank that demands that they sign particular paperwork like a W-9, and basically if they don't do it, their account will be frozen.
I see. So someone might actually have a bank account already, and then when you say frozen, it means he can't get access to his money?
Absolutely. Many of my clients are, you know, they either emigrated permanently or they for a few years are stationed somewhere, have a local bank account where they have a credit card and they will use it as a regular checking account. And suddenly the bank says, well, you know, you're an American. We, under new legislation, need you to sign on a form called the W-9. And this person may say, well, I can't sign this W-9 because I've never reported anything in America. I didn't know about it. And the bank will say, well, you know what? That's not really our concern. We will freeze your account, give you no access to the account unless you sign a W-9. And that includes even accounts where, let's say, one person is an American and the other person and is married to a non-American, whereby the non-American also has no longer any access to the account.
Wow. So it's too late at that point, meaning once your bank calls you, they will simply not give you your money anymore?
They will generally not give you any money anymore, and even go that far that if they say, well, even in the case they will give you the money under particular circumstances, the bank will make sure that they write on the check that you are a U.S. person, or on the wire, it will say that the wire from, let's say, a Dutch bank to, let's say, another jurisdiction, England, it will say that you are a U.S. person. And basically, the other bank doesn't really want your account. And I have to tell you that the Americans today, maybe a few years ago, may have been very clients that the bank very much wanted to deal with. Today, they are persona non grata. And you're basically stuck. Absolutely.
Wow. So people may as well go for the amnesty now because it's only getting worse to wait.
Absolutely. The FATCA, which is new law, which is basically a law that's designed for foreign financial institutions to report to the U.S. government whether they have any American clients, is really starting to take effect. Most of the legislation and rules will come into effect in 2015. However, the gathering of information will take place already in 2013. And so you'll see that banks are very aggressively looking towards their clientele and what they can do. And yes, people should come forward. It very much depends whether somebody lives outside or inside America. If you live in America, the penalty is much more severe than those who live outside America. If you live outside America, which most experts hopefully do, the way to clean it up is could be basically you can even ask for a waive of any particular penalty. And depends on the circumstances, of course. Mm-hmm. But the IRS is more and more aware of the fact that there are many innocent expats living overseas who are suddenly confronted with a situation they never thought about even that they would ever be in, to come forward and clean it up. And again, under the most circumstances, most expats, they stand a good chance of cleaning it up in a way that doesn't cost them too much.
We are talking with Dave Wolf, who is a U.S. lawyer. He's also an Israeli lawyer, and he specializes in taxation. Specifically, he's been working with people who have left the United States but are having tax problems because they haven't properly filed. He's also, of course, a contributor to the book, The Expatriate's Guide to Handling Money and Taxes. You should learn more about that at expatguidetomoney.com. David, let's go a little more in depth about the concept of amnesty. Let's say that someone wakes up, listens to the Goldstein on Gelt show and says, wow, you know, I've got all these accounts. I didn't realize I had to take care of it. What does this mean? What would it look like for someone to go for an amnesty?
Well, let's make a distinction between those expats who never filed any returns in America and those who did. If you're an expat who never filed any tax return in America, basically you can follow a procedure which means that you have to file a tax return for the last 3 years and file the FBAR form, which again is the form where one reports his foreign financial accounts. We normally enclose a letter explaining the situation, this particular situation of this particular client. And the client will basically ask for a waiver of any penalties. That includes penalties regarding late filing for taxes and the very famous FBAR penalty, which, again, if you are not careful, could really be substantial. That's if you live outside America, you never filed anything. It's called the streamlined voluntary disclosure procedure. It's straightforward and not too much. It doesn't entail too much, also not too many costs. Mm-hmm. If you did file American tax returns but never filed your foreign income, that can be either whether on purpose or not on purpose, it becomes a little bit more trickier. And there, the streamlined procedure might not be available, and you may have to enter the regular voluntary disclosure program, which then it depends. The penalty, especially the FBAR penalty, can be quite substantial depending on the circumstances. Sometimes it is 5% of the highest account, of the highest amount in the accounts over the last 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And in certain cases, even can be 27.5%. But that depends on each case. Also, the regular voluntary disclosure program is not sending in returns 3 years and FBAR 6 years, but that means you have to file amended tax returns for the last 8 years and FBAR for the last 8 years.
Boy, most people don't even like filing this year's tax return. Imagine having to go back. It must be a nightmare.
Correct.
I mean, it's good business for the accountants.
It's great for tax lawyers and accountants. I don't see the IRS. The taxpayer doesn't get anything back for it besides a good sleep, because most people are quite upset with it, of course. But I have to tell you honestly that many of my clients wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the fact that they are confronted with a very fast-changing banking scenario and banking world, where basically banks are very, very active in trying to figure out whether somebody's an American and just don't want to deal with Americans. And that's currently the banks. The next group of will be the financial institutions like pension funds and foreign hedge funds and all those kind of institutions, and they will follow the same route as foreign banks.
You mean
and
that they're all becoming enforcers of the of
that's
the U.S.
That is
authority.
Absolutely the idea behind FATCA. FATCA is this law which really requires foreign finance institutions and even non-financial institutions to report to the U.S. government about their U.S. clients. And you know, that started about 2 years ago when everybody was laughing about America, how dare they. Today, the U.S. government is negotiating with about 50 countries this kind of arrangement where countries such as, you know, Denmark, but even Guernsey, New Jersey, all those offshore jurisdictions are trying to come to some agreement with the U.S. government and reporting about Americans having bank accounts in those jurisdictions. And who would have thought that a few years ago when you say Gibraltar, Panama, Guernsey, they would never cooperate with the U.S. Today, they're cooperating with the U.S. without even blinking an eye.
So do any of your clients give up their U.S. citizenship just to get out of the net?
So this is a tricky question because they would like to, but there are a few issues. A, if you give up your citizenship, depending on your net worth or the tax due, you may still be owing tax for another 10 years. And even if you don't fall in that category, you need to certify that you are tax compliant for the last 5 years. And last, not behold, even if you are, you know, it's not always good to be holding a particular foreign passport. It's one thing if you are European, but there are certain jurisdictions that I'm not sure if somebody wants to hold just a particular passport of that jurisdiction. It might limit you in certain countries to travel. If you live in Iran, I think that, you know, an Iranian passport is probably not the best one to have. Or if you live in Israel, I don't think that most of my clients are a little bit uncomfortable living in Israel and just having only an Israeli passport. Mm-hmm. So it might be a lot of people may want to think about it. I don't think not many of my clients actually have done that.
I guess it's certainly, but it's a very big expense to pay into the tax system just to maintain that passport. Very interesting.
It is. It is definitely a problem. And there are other, I mean, it's one of the privileges of being an American. It's great, but it comes with many liabilities. One of them is the tax reporting issue, among other things. It's definitely a burden that people have to be aware of.
Well, I guess the U.S. passport is a great power. And as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. We've been talking to Dave Wolf, who is a U.S. lawyer. He's also based in Israel and handles people around the world who have international tax questions. And, of course, he's a contributor to the book, The Expatriate's Guide to Handling Money and Taxes. You can find out more about the book at expatguidetomoney.com. Dave, in the last few seconds, we're just about out of time. Tell people, how can they follow your work?
They can look me up on the website. It's www.hakohenwolf.com. And they can call me from the United States. It's telephone number 646-688-5785. They can reach me basically day and night. We have offices in New York, in Israel, in China. We try to cover most of the world. And through the book, I'm sure they can reach me as well.
Okay. Dave, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Goldstein on Gelt show with money maven Doug Goldstein. Doug's weekly radio show is heard around the world, but if you miss it, you can download the podcast at www.goldsteinongelt.com. The Goldstein on Gelt show gives you up-to-date financial ideas so you can get on the path to financial freedom. If you'd like your questions answered on the air or off, send Doug an email to doug@profile-financial.com. It's your money for your future, so join Doug every week to build your wealth on the Goldstein on Gelt show.